Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're talking about Node best practices. Now, this is in particular related to a repo on GitHub. I'll leave a link in the show notes to that. And basically, the saying here is the largest Node.js best practices list curated from the top ranked articles and always updated. Now, it really is always updated. It seems to be at least every 1 to 5 days there's an update going on, which is pretty incredible. A lot's been going on with it and lots planned. For me, I'm really getting back into Node. Like, I did a little bit and played around with it in the past and done little Node things with Express apps. Not much, really basic stuff. And I'm starting to use that more and more in my day job now. So this is a great list for me to help brush up on some best practices and other things I might not have known because things do change over time. So things that I knew how to approach in the past is probably very different now. So it's a really great resource. So I'm just going to go over kind of the repo and explain a few things about it and why I think it's actually a really good repo to follow. So here we go. Starting off, welcome. Three things you ought to know first. So going through this kind of like intro section here, and then I'll just quickly do the table of contents. So number one, when you read here, you in fact read dozens of the best Node.js articles. This is a summary and a curation of the top ranked content on Node.js best practices. Now, I probably would say that, you know, there's an asterisk to that, but a lot of these resources are pretty good. So I haven't found any that I've been like, they've all been pretty top notch. So I think they're pretty accurate with that. So next thing, number two, it is the largest compilation and it is growing every week. Currently more than 50 best practices, style guides and architectural tips are presented. New issues and PRs are created every day to keep this live book updated. We'd love to see you contributing here, whether fixing some code mistakes or suggesting brilliant new ideas, see our milestones. And there's a link through the milestones there. So they're trying to prompt for some contributions to keep it growing at the pace it is. And I think that's been doing pretty well. The amount of contributions to this has been fantastic. So it's not just one person doing it. So you are getting these other ideas and things facilitated by other people as well. Next thing, this is number three. Most bullets have additional info. So nearby most best practices bullets, you'll find a read more link that will present you with code examples, quotes from selected blogs and more. And I found this is really great. So before I get on to explaining that, I'll just quickly go through the table of contents. So what they've got here, they've structured it out to 7 sections so far. There are 2 coming soon. So number one, project structure practices. Number two, error handling practices. Number three, code style practices. Number four, testing and overall quality practices. Number five, going to production practices. And 6 and 7, they are coming soon, is security practices and performance practices. So they've got links there to the milestones and how you can contribute to for those last two, security and performance. But going over some of these examples here, so one of the first ones is 1.1, so that's very, it's structured very nice. So you've got multiple points within each point. So point one has all the way up to 1.5, so there's 5 main sections within point one. But here they've given you a TLDR and just summarizing about the best practices for this example being structure and your components. And then it also gives you an alternative as well, and then a read more link, which takes you to quite an in-depth breakdown. And it's quite a big article, which has images and links to code and things like that. And that does differ depending on the section, but most of them are pretty well fleshed out, and they're good at explaining things. So it's nice to see there. But basically, it goes all the way. Like, it'll take you a fair while to go through everything, but I'd definitely keep it as a reference. I'm finding it quite useful because it also, not only does it go over just the general Node.js best practices, it does include some of the ES6 or ES2015, ES2016, etc. Best practices. You know, they've got things here like async await, using the fat arrows, stuff like that. So it also crosses that boundary as well, which I'm finding there is a lack of tutorials out there that cater for the new syntax that we're using, especially the things that we can now use with Node.js version 8 that gives us a lot of these great handy functionality without having to transpile the code. So it does include stuff like that as well. So that will make things a bit easier for you, because previous examples, especially with the async stuff, I find there's tons of tutorials that show the old promise way and not async await, which is so much nicer. So this covers that quite well. But that's all I really got for this episode. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Have you checked out this repo before? Have you found any others? Is there any other kind of best practices that you know of that should be linked to? I'd really love to know. So send through a comment on codecatchup.com for this episode. You can send through a tweet to @codecatchup on Twitter, or even send an email to codecatchup@gmail.com. Now, if you do enjoy this video, I'd really appreciate a rating and review in iTunes. If you are listening to this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below. And if you like this video, please give it a like, as well as subscribe and tell your friends. But that's all I really got for this episode. We'll catch the next one. Bye.